Go ahead. KN4VWA.
4VWA. K4CBG. How are you this morning?
I got more to do in retirement than I had in working full time, which is why I'm thinking about it, opening my business back up so I can get a vacation.
Stay busy.
And these stupid radios will definitely keep you busy. I've just installed an 857D in my truck, and on some of the HF, I have an issue with what sounds like ignition noise. But it's not ignition noise since it's a diesel, so I got to figure out what kind of function in the truck is creating my problems, whether it be injectors or something of that nature.
Sounds like fun. It sounds like the work of a detective. Speaking of which, my dad lives down in South Texas, and I was asking him if there was any way he could get on the local VHF and UHF repeaters. And he says, I'm reading his text here, EchoLink. Do you know if any of the local analog repeaters have EchoLink?
Yes, there are a few. There's one or two over here. 610 is not one of them. That's Caesar's Head, Dream Club. One way that you can tell for sure, real fast, real quick, is to go over to Repeater Book for South Carolina, and you can investigate the EchoLink that way.
List of the local ones on paper. I don't know if it came from that website, but let's see here. I'm trying to focus in. I don't see a column labeled EchoLink. I guess I'll just keep digging.
You see something on there that says, wait a minute. I believe I am thinking in terms of DMR. 610 does not have DMR. 610 does have EchoLink. I'm sorry. Old age. Old fartism. 610 does have EchoLink for sure.
Great. Well, I'm looking at the 610 blurb here. Talks about the offset, the tone. Talks about DTCS code, disc polarity mode, T-step, and that's it. It doesn't say anything about EchoLink, but I'll dig a little bit further. But that being the case, as I understand it, and my father says, he should be able to transmit via the internet onto the EchoLink, and we should be able to talk. Is that right?
Roger, roger. That should be the case, because in our net that we run at 9 o'clock every night, we've got a truck driver that checks in from all over the country, and he runs EchoLink on his cell phone. And we've also got another fellow down in Brayton in Florida that checks in, and somebody down at the coast that checks in.
That would be a bucket list item for me if I get to talk to my dad on the radio, but I'll pass it on to him.
Roger, roger. As a matter of fact, that truck driver, last time I heard him check in, he was in Wyoming.
And so, I think I know the answer to this, but so I don't need anything special on my end, right? Just my normal transmitter.
What happens is the EchoLink user will go up on the EchoLink and select the 610 repeater, and the repeater will take it out over the 2-meter band, and you can communicate with the EchoLink user that way. And no, you don't need anything special, because I talked to a fellow that was in where was that? Whiteville, North Carolina? But it was out towards Wilmington. And it doesn't matter where they are, and as long as you can reach the repeater, you're in.
So now what line of work did you say you were in? I think you told me.
Talked the other day.
Wait, I want to say some kind of machine maintenance.
Yeah, what was your first name? I'm recognizing your voice, but I cannot place you. What is your first name?
For CBG, Carlos.
Right. Carlos, you're over there in Pickens County, aren't you?
I'm actually in Clemson right now, but that's correct. I live towards the Pickens-Greenville line in that area.
Roger. Yeah, this is Steve, Sierra Tango Echo Victor Echo, and I do x-ray equipment and medical imaging.
Okay, cool, and so you're retired from that. But, yeah, I think it was us that had the discussion. I did the vanity request for the K4CBG. I got online and looked through the items, and I think we had that discussion.
Yes, sir, that's exactly right. And so what did you find?
I went ahead and got it. You know, I was KN4WQS. That was my issued one back in June of last year. And then just got to, somebody sent me the link to the website. I just got to looking, and it shows you the list of availables. And, you know, for your designation, the level of your license, just, there were hundreds of them, literally. I went online and put it in a request. Took about 3 weeks, and they online notified me that it was approved and just printed out the new license. Over.
Well, that's good. So for once, the SCC worked the way it was supposed to. Oh, that's not always the case. Now, are you a general or an extra?
I haven't upgraded yet.
Okay. Well, you better take the test before the end of June, because they're revamping a whole bunch of stuff.
I may do better to just wait then, because I haven't even cracked the book, so maybe I'll just wait and get the new question bank and go from there.
Roger. I'm going to spend 3 weeks of June just cramming, and I'm going to try to move on up to my extra, which means I'd better get started right quick.
Yeah, thinking back to studying for the technician, that was about my, I think it was about 2 to 3 weeks was about right if I crammed in about an hour a night or so. About 2 to 3 weeks I felt comfortable.
Yep. Well, you better add about 3 to 4 weeks to that, because once you get up to extra, the book basically triples in thickness from the technician.
I have a little bit of assistance. I'm taking a lot of multiple guest tests in the Air Force. I usually get a list. The ones that I don't even have to think about, I put a little hash mark next to, meaning do not return to. The ones that are questionable, I have a different mark. And then the ones that require any math, usually you can get those down to about 5 or 10% of the questions. I usually just try to memorize the answer to the math ones. For the amount of time it would take to solve it, it's easier.
Yes, sir. Well, good luck with that, and I'll tell you what, it's going to be interesting either way. So what did you say you do?
Air Force pilot, I flew C-130s, and then I'm managing the airport over in Pickens.
County Airport Manager? How about that? My dad and I used to fly in and out of there all the time. Super 21, and then my brother had a Mooney Executive, and sheesh, me and Dad, well, I tell you what, we went through 150s, 172s, 182s. We even had one Cardinal that we picked up that somebody had folded one of the gears, one of the legs, and we redid it, got it back in the air. Now, we used to have fun doing that stuff, I'll tell you.
It's coming in a little bit broken there, but I understand you were just passed through. You weren't based out of there, right? And then, you know.
You're breaking just a little bit there, Carl. Let's try it one more time. Your X is changing, all right, isn't it?
A little bit as well. I'm stationary right now. How are you hearing me?
Okay, it's probably on my end then. I'm probably in a shadow. I'm over here. I'm between Inman and Greer.
One more shot. I understand you would just pass through the Pickens County Airport, and then what years was that?
The 70s up to about 2010.
That was before my time. What's odd, you know, that airport was a late airport. It was open for business in 69. So you were starting in there just as it was opening.
Oh, yeah. It had the sweetest, smoothest runway over there whenever we would go over there. Oh, yeah. It was really nice. Matter of fact, we had a Cherokee 140C that we used to take, and that was when I was first getting my ticket, and I do touch and goes over there, and I mean, I love that runway. At that time, it didn't have any humps, it didn't have any bumps, it was just smooth, fresh pavement.
A beautiful, beautiful place, still uncontrolled airspace, you know, you can see the foothills on the other side, on the northwest side, and yeah, it's beautiful. You know, we're late, obviously a lot of folks coming in for the lake homes and all that, but it's a great little space. I was real blessed to find that job.
Roger, now do you fly?
I do a little bit of instruction, but not as much as I'd like, but just enough to stay busy.
Yeah, my brother went on up, and he got his multi-engine and CFII, and I never went that far. I got married, started popping off kids, and they kind of took my phones.
That'll do it, and it's not something you want to be unproficient in. You know, I always tell folks that you got to stick with it, or it's not going to be worth your time.
This is true. This is true. So it's still one runway, right?
Runway 523.
Well, now, do you have an FBO now?
County-run organization. So, yeah, we got... the terminal there is just a small terminal, but and we have jet fuel and have gas.
I see. Back in those days, there was no jet fuel. And as a matter of fact, no. All they had was one truck that they would take over and refill from other places, and then they would. Sell out of the truck, kind of a mobile operation at that time, back in the, I think that was around 74, 5.
Steve, you're breaking up real bad, but understand that. Yeah, I think it was just avgas. The jet fuel was a little bit of a later comer. But listen, good speaking with you, and we will catch up with you next time. 73K4 CBG, have a good day.
K4CBG, KN4BWA, I enjoyed talking to you. That brings back some good memories. KN4BWA, clear.
Hey, Carlos, K4NLM, hi.
K4NLM, how you doing?
Doing fine, just out here on the road. Heard you on 6-1, thought I'd give you a call.
Hey, first time I've caught you on VHF.
I'm in and up downhill, so I might be chopping into the machine a little bit. I got to go up to Liberty to the Ace Hardware. Go in there and get some light fixtures and switches, et cetera, to fix some things at the house.
I think they're still working on that road work over that way.
That place is working on roads today. Got the traffic all tied up in Easley as well on 123.
Copy that. Be nice. It looks like it's raining for the next few days. We'll see what happens here in the next few days.
Pretty high, but I don't think after and cut it, but I don't like to cut wet.
You're talking the other day. I was looking at it, thinking if I don't get it today, it will be knee high.
Looking for that thing.
That 15-foot bat wing, that thing is awesome. I can't imagine being anything smaller than that. If you look at it, it's about 130 acres of bush hogging that needs to be done.
Now, I know it was taking you a while to make those runs up and down the runway.
Make the decision, do you stay in the islands here or do you cross? It seems like by the time I lift my, if I don't lift the sled, it digs in and causes a rut every time I make that turn. So by the time I stop, raise the sled, make the turn, it's easier just to go straight through.
I copy that. Well, have you heard from Mitch?
I
haven't. I didn't know whether he made it to California or not. Oh, well, I'm at my destination here, Carlos. Good talking to you, and hope to see you again sometime this week.
Yes, it is. Good talking to you, and we'll talk soon. K4 NLM, K4 CBG 73, sir.
Okay, Carlos, 73, K4 CBG, K4 NLM.
On 6-1, monitoring.
This is N4IQ.